So happy Hanukkah, everyone. And it's exactly the last day of Hanukkah today. So there's not much. And therefore, there was a comment on what I just said. I said it was exactly the last day of Hanukkah. And you.
I said exactly.
Thank you. Sometimes people agree with you. It's great. The candle lighting is over for this year. So I'm sure there's going to be no shilas about that. So the only thing that's really left is one thing. If you all daven chakras already by this hour, and if you didn't, you should be ashamed of yourselves. Then the only thing left is mincha and ala nisim. And a question that's asked very commonly at this time of the year is, how come the law is as follows? How come if yesterday, when we had a very full amida, we said Ya'ale v'yavo for Rosh Chodesh, and we said Al Hanisim for Chanukah, and here in Israel we're also praying for rain, so Bichlal, the Shmoneh Esrei, the silent Amidah, took a very long time. How come, if you don't say Ya'ale v'yavo at Shachris and Mincha, you have to repeat from a certain point, or even the whole Shmoneh Esrei? We won't go into the details now. But when you forget Al Hanisim, no problem, continue on. Why is it that when you're talking about going up, Ya'aleh, coming, Vayavo, Vayagia, and it should come before God, you got to say it again, you forgot about Rosh Chodesh. But when it comes to Chanukah, it's okay if you don't remember it. And the question, I have to say, is buttressed by a comment someone said yesterday, when he indeed forgot the Ya'aleh Vayavo. He said, Rosh Chodesh is nothing today. Honestly, it means nothing outside the Beis HaMikdash. The only thing it means is that davening is longer. You have a Hallel, you have a Kriyas HaTorah, and you have a Musaf. It absolutely means nothing. There's no Chiyuv Seuda, it's a nice minhag that the Shulchan Aruch brings, but it means nothing.
You say that about Tefillah on a Chag.
Why?
Well, it's nothing.
Yeah, but on a Chag, the Baruch Hashem, you have other mitzvot. You're not doing Melacha, you're saying Kiddush. There's many things you're doing on Sukkot. You're sitting in a Sukkah and Pesach eating matzah. All of a sudden, Rosh Chodesh, nothing. You have to return. But when it comes to Al Nisim, Chanukah, Baruch Hashem, we have to light the menorah. And Baruch Hashem, a full Hallel, not a half Hallel, a real Halacha. And Baruch Hashem, we go out and get much more. How can I say this nicely? We increase our calorie level by virtue of the foods we eat. On this holiday, you forget to say Al Hanisim with all that? No problem, move on. Why is Rosh Chodesh, which means nothing to us today outside the Beis HaMikdash, more important in the realm of Tefillah than Chanukah? Yes?
I don't know if it answers the question. We have a rule of synergy in Tamim. But something is more important to a regular activity. And somehow this, which is said every month, there's something about the regularity that lends some chashiva to it, as opposed to something that's done.
So Bruce is correct, and a bit incorrect. Bruce is correct that in halacha, there is something called tadir v'she'ino, tadir kodem, which means that something is frequent versus something that's infrequent. The frequent thing comes first. What's the primary example? You did it this morning. You put on a talus? You put on tefillin?
Yeah.
Which one should you put on first?
A talus.
Because a talus comes every day, and tefillin is not worn. Shabbos and Yontif is not worn on Chol HaMoed, according to many. But why did I say you're a bit incorrect? Because tadir v'sheino tadir is important when you have two mitzvos and you want to know who has the right of way. Who has the triangle? Everyone knows the triangle? The right of way? Who has the right of way? The thing that comes frequently, or other factors in halacha, mikudash, something that's more holy, etc. But that wouldn't explain our question as to why is it that right now we're sitting here, and if we forget a Ya'aleh v'yavo of a Rosh Chodesh, which means nothing to us basically outside the Beis HaMikdash, other than a long davening, you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei, right? When you forget Al Hanisim, you don't. Any other suggestions? So I'll come with two. Number one. What is Al Hanisim there for? And what is Ya'aleh v'yavo there for? It's not the same. It's not that, today is Chanukah, so we mention Chanukah. And today is Rosh Chodesh, we mention Rosh Chodesh, and that's the end of the ballgame. I mean, I know that that's what they basically told us in grade school about davening. That was basically the Jewish education that many of us have gotten. Don't forget this, don't forget that. But obviously, in halacha, if we have to define it, it means something more. Ya'aleh v'yavo is what's called in halacha, me'ein ha'me'ora. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, give the blessings to God based on that day. In other words, if today is a lousy day, you got to say, God, I feel lousy. Today's a happy day, you got to say, God, I feel happy. So today is Rosh Chodesh. It's not a regular day. You have to mention it's Rosh Chodesh. Today is not a regular day. It's Chol HaMoed Pesach. You have to mention it's Chol HaMoed Pesach. You can't just go on with your life and say, oh, I said Shmoneh Esrei yesterday, I'll say Shmoneh Esrei today, I'll say it tomorrow. What it says, I don't know. It doesn't make a difference. You have to basically say Me'ein HaMa'ora. If it's a special day, you mention it. That's Yalevi Yavo. What's Aranisim? Aranisim is not. If it would be the same thing, it would have been in the same place, but it's not in the same place, is it? Yalevi Yavo is mentioned in the Bracha of Ritzei, ending with Habachazir Shechinato Letzion. Aranisim is mentioned in the Bracha of Hoda'ah, Hatov Shimcha Lachana Elodot, starting with Modim and ending with Modim, Thanksgiving. So obviously it's probably something else. Chachamim put it somewhere else. What's Aranisim all about? So you all learned the story of Hanukkah, and you all know that on Hanukkah we have two basic mitzvahs. One is lighting the candles, and what's the second?
Al-Nisim.
I don't know if a mitzvah called Al-Nisim.
No.
But Al-Nisim is part of a mitzvah.
Oh, well,
everybody knows the Gemara and Masechet Shabbos with the whole story, and this, that. V'natnu yamim eilu, the Shana Acheret, next year they figured we're going to make a rabbinic holiday for Hallel and Hodah. So lighting the candles will keep out. Hallel v'Hodah means thanking God for the miracles. So Al-Nisim is a way of thanking God for the miracles. What's the most appropriate place in Shmoneh Esrei to put something that has to do with thanks? In Al-Nisim. Okay. So, if that's the case, I want to give two suggestions as to how come if you forget Yalevi Yavo, you have to go back. If you get Al-Nisim, you don't. Suggestion number one. When something is covered somewhere else, you don't have to go back. If you forgot something, but it's covered later, you don't have to go back. Can anyone tell me an example of that in halacha every morning? Every morning, if you went to sleep at night, you're chayiv to say Birkas HaTorah. It might be a biblical commandment. It's learned out from a pasuk in the Gemara. So that might be one of the only brachos that are biblical outside of Birkas HaMazon, outside of benching. Now, if you forgot Birkas HaTorah, what happens? You say Avarabba, you have in mind for Birkas HaTorah, and you're covered. So we have a precedent in halacha, in which if someone forgot to say something at its rightful place, and it's covered later, he doesn't have to go back and say it. If that's the case, I'd say like this. If you didn't say Yalevi Yavo, today's Rosh Chodesh, you don't have another chance to say it's Rosh Chodesh. You're gone. If you're at Mincha, you didn't say it's Rosh Chodesh, you have to go back. Perhaps at Shachris you could say, well, we're covered. We're going to mention Rosh Chodesh at Musaf. But Shachris? Mincha? No one's going to say you're covered somewhere else. Myriv? No one's going to say you're covered somewhere else. In parentheses, I say, if you forget Yalevi Yavo at Myriv, you don't repeat it, but that's for a different reason. But close to parentheses, when it comes to Al Anisim, if the whole idea is to thank God, what are we going to do a second later? Proper, full Hallel. If the whole idea is to thank God, not to mention today is Hanukkah. I didn't mention today was Hanukkah. The idea is to thank God. I'm going to say Hodu LaHashem Ki Tov Ki L'Olam Chasdo within minutes. Therefore, perhaps you don't have to go back because it's covered. Yes.
That only works in Shachris.
It only works by Shachris. So,
there's no Hallel.
Harold says it only works by Shachris. How can you say that about by Mincha? My answer would be that indeed that's a flaw in what I just said. And number two, perhaps it's good enough to say it once a day, every day. After all, Birkas Kohanim, it's a mitzvah in the Torah. Do you duchen by Mincha?
No,
let's talk about Musaf. Musaf is the Rabbanan. Once you've duchen once a day, every day, you're taken care of. The Rambam says with regard to davening, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Ramban disagrees. The Rambam says, "Ulo'ovdo b'chol levavchem," and you shall serve God with all your heart. What does that mean? Davening. Rambam says, beginning of Hilchos Tefillah, once a day, every day is biblical. Mincha, Ma'ariv for sure, rabbinic.
Birchas Kohanim by Mincha, you've already had food to eat and drink. You might have been drinking wine.
Correct. You're right that the Chachamim says not to duchen by Mincha, Gezerah. Maybe you drank wine in between Shachris and Mincha. However, the only reason they had the right, quote unquote, to say that was because we're starting out with the starting line of duchening at Mincha is rabbinic. Why is it rabbinic?
Because
he already did it at Shachris. So therefore, if indeed that's the case, you'd say once a day, every day is good enough to do Hallel, and once a day, every day is good enough to light the candles, and we've covered ourselves. So either we said Al-Anisim and Hallel, like we're supposed to, or we said just Hallel, and we're taken care of. However, Harold found a flaw. What about Mincha? That's a good flaw. I try to answer it, but that's suggestion number one. Yes?
If someone isn't very fluent with the sitter, and they do thank God and give their thanks on Hanukkah time, but not with the nusuf and the sitter, are they yotzer, or does it must be with the nusuf and the sitter?
I absolutely believe that if they daven before Kodesh Baruch Hu, they're probably yotzer d'oraisa, as long as they keep to the format of Shevach Bakasha Oda'ah. They said a praise of God, a request of God, and then they went and they thanked God. The Magen Avraham says that's why women in general, in his time at least, didn't daven, like we daven with a sitter and all, because they did that every day, basically. To make a long story short, for sure on a biblical level I think they're covered. On a rabbinic level, for sure not. The rabbi said to say these brachos, either in Hebrew or in English or in the vernacular, whatever you know, but they weren't necessarily covered. But I want to make a different suggestion this morning that I think is much more fundamental. And that is what I said earlier. What's Yalav Yavl there for? To say that today's Rosh Chodesh. You can't go by and not say today's Rosh Chodesh. You can't go by a day and say today's not a special day. If it's a special day, if it's your birthday, you mention it's your birthday. Not in davening necessarily, but you mention it. So if you're talking to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, today's a special day, you say it's Rosh Chodesh. If it's not a special day, you don't say it. What's Alah Nisim there for?
To give thanks.
To give thanks to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. To say thank you, God. You did a wonderful thing. Let me ask you a question. If you don't say Yalla V'Yavol and say it's Rosh Chodesh, you've missed saying it's Rosh Chodesh. Finished. If you don't say Al Hanisim, did you still thank God in Shmoneh Esrei?
Modim.
What's Modim? Modim Anachnu Lach. We thank you, God. Ve'al Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu, and on your miracles that are with us every day. And how do we end? Hatov Shimcha Ulecha Na'e Lehodot. Oh. So ultimately, what I'm going to suggest is that if you forget Al Hanisim, you still fulfilled the mitzvah of thanking God. Albeit, correctly, instead of saying a big thanks, you said a minimized thanks. You said thank you. You didn't say, I thank you so much. But thank you, you said. But if you forget Yalev Yavo, you didn't say anything. Therefore, you have to repeat Yalev Yavo and not Alanisim. Alanisim is an expansion of something that's already there. What's already there?
Hodah.
Thanks. If you want to expand it, Bavakasha. We're asking you to. That's what you should do. But if you forget, you still thank God within the Shmoneh Esrei. Forget about later Hallel. But Yalev Yavol, you don't have any Rosh Chodesh mention afterwards. Either there, now or never. Yeah.
But the Al Hanisim is a specific thank you for the 8 days of Hanukkah.
Okay.
Modim is more generalized of an every day.
It includes it.
So
in
you're saying it's normal.
Absolutely. No one's advocating here to forget Al Hanisim. You should say Al Hanisim and should say thank you God generally and specifically for Hanukkah because today happens to be the days that we thank you for Hanukkah. But if you didn't say Al Hanisim, let's think about this logically. You ate a meal at someone's house. So you say thank you very much for hosting me. Nice. But if you say, thank you very much for hosting me, especially for serving me the kugel and the chillant and the whiskey, it's nicer. It's much more of an expanded thanks. However, if you just said, thank you very much, can someone come out and say, this guy's ungrateful?
Could
do. He's ungrateful if he said, thank you?
No.
Of course not. No. If he said nothing, he's ungrateful. God does a miracle. You don't say thank you. If he said thank you, he's not ungrateful. But if you say thank you very much specifically for, wonderful man. So ultimately what I would like to suggest this morning is that the halacha that says that you don't have to repeat Al Hanisim is not because it's covered later. Like we saw by Birkas HaTorah, it's covered by Ahava Rabbah. Because we saw some flaws in that. It's not covered later at Mincha. But rather because in every Amidah, you are fulfilling the commandment to thank God. Albeit, not the big thanks, but minimized thanks. And ultimately, if you do something, that's fine. Do we have a precedent for this in halacha? Where you're supposed to say a lot. But if you say it a little, it's also okay. We have two precedents, actually. Very interesting. Two precedents I can think of in Hilchos Tefillah. I can think of many more, but let's go.
One I can think of off the bat is if you forget, you can do a tefillah k'sara if you're on the derech, v'shmoneh esrei.
Correct. That's a very good precedent. If you're on the derech, you don't have time, you can do a tefillah k'tzara, which covers the basic elements of the Amidah. Albeit, you daven. You didn't daven in an expansive way that the Chachamim said. But you can't say you didn't daven. Correct.
It sounds like Kavanah is very important in all these issues. You know what you're doing. So a Jew who lights a Chanukiah thinking it's you know, it must be connected to Christmas or something, God forbid. Or another Jew who davens and doesn't...
Hold on. I didn't follow your logic. A guy lights a Chanukiah thinking it's connected to Christmas?
He's invited to his neighbor's house, and they mix a marriage there, and they have a bush and a tree and a menorah. He doesn't know what's going on. He's Jewish. He lights.
No, but I think that even the Christmas bush of today, and even the Happy Hanukkah, whatever they call it, everyone knows this is Hanukkah, this is Christmas. Yes, we're merging them together, we're intermarried, but no one will say, I'm lighting the Chanukiah in honor of Christmas. I haven't yet seen that.
But if
that's a bit of a stretch.
Really don't know what
that's like I'm about. Keeping Shabbos because God went ahead and ensured that the Jews got drunk on Purim. What does one have to do with the other?
The suggestion, I'm trying to make a point, that they don't really know why they're doing at all.
Yeah.
But they do the act. We have a thing that somehow doing the act disconnected actually counts.
Well, as you know, Bruce, around this very table, we spent an entire year on the issue of, and now what? Once we've done the mitzvah, so what does it mean for me? We didn't want Jews to be robots or Shomer Shabbos monkeys, as we called them, where you eat, you shake, you rap. What did you do today? I ate, I shaked, I rapped. That's all? Yeah, that's all. We spent an entire year on what's the residue left afterwards. So that's a separate question, and I agree with you. But there is significance to the act itself. There's great significance. If a person just thinks about putting on tefillin and didn't, no one's going to say in their right mind, oh, we put on tefillin. However, to our question, going back here, we said, how do we have a precedent in halacha where if you didn't say thank you very much, but you said thank you, it's good enough? So Harod gave one, tefillah ktzara. If you can't daven the whole Shmoneh Esrei, you daven a short Shmoneh Esrei, or an abridged version. No one can say you didn't daven, albeit you didn't daven at the proper expansive way the Chachamim said. Is there another precedent?
I think benching.
Benching?
What you say with the first bracha, thank God for food.
No, benching is not benching has first three brachas are probably Doraisa, the fourth is the Rabbanan. What do you do if you can't bench all of them? That's a different story. But do you have another precedent within Hilchos Tefillah?
Short form of davening,
we said. No? No, that's Hecha Kedusha, Beseda. But I'm saying, do you have a form, but you say the whole Shmoneh Esrei, right?
Yeah.
Let's say you come to davening, Shabbos. And you have no patience. I mean, you know davening on Shabbos. You come to shul. You get a guy up there for Psukei Dezimra that's like a turtle in terms of his pace. Then the guy for Keladon decides to sing the slowest niggun that we have, the one that kills you, the one that you want to shoot him. Then you have a Memkomcha that's even slower, a slow Baal Koreh, 25 Mishaberachs per person, eventually a blessing for the queen, a blessing for the king, a blessing for the tsar, a blessing for the president and the vice president, a blessing for the state of Israel, that's armed forces of this state, of that state. Finally, you get to Musaf. My friends, if you don't get out of there quick, you're going to kill yourself or you're going to shoot the chazan. What happens if this person who can't stand the davening, oh, I didn't mention the rabbi's speech because the rabbi's speech is always a pleasure, but if you go through all of this and you get to Musaf, and you say, I'm davening Musaf and I'm out. That's it. And you start davening Musaf. Tikanta Shabbat Vatzika Kobanoteha Babablu Babablu Babablu. Vesham Naself Hanechat Kobanot Chavotenu Timidim Kisitam Musafim Kilchatam. And you end with Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. Are you Yotze? You didn't say the Korbanos. You didn't say the Psukim of the Korbanos. You didn't say Uviyom HaShabbat Shnech Vasim B'nei Shana Timimim. You went ahead and you said, as it says in the Torah, that you gave to Moshe Rabbeinu, and you said it in your holy name, we're going to make the korbanos. You didn't say the korbanos itself. Are you Yosef?
I think so.
Absolutely. How come? The Shulchan Aruch paskins with regard to Hilchos Yantif. On Yantif, you don't have to say the psukim. You can just say, like it says in the Torah. Like it's written in, imagine this, in the Sansino. Like it's written in the Arts Book. Like it's written in the Chumash. I'm going to do what it says in the Chumash. Now, what should you do? You should say the Psukim of the Korban. What does it say in the Chumash? Uvayom HaBikurim, this. Uvayom HaUvachamisha HaSayom HaChodesh, this. Uvachodesh HaShvi Bechad LaChodesh, that. But you didn't say that. All you did is say, I'm going to do what it says in the Torah with regard to Korbanos. Are you Yotze? Yes. Did you do it in the expansive form that the Chachamim said?
No.
But you did mention the Korbanos, albeit not in the expansive form. Example number three. We mentioned the short davening. We mentioned the Korbanos that you don't say the actual description, but you said some of it. Let's think of a third and final example. The Shema, not a good example, because everyone agrees you're supposed to say the three brachos, the three parshiot of Shema, albeit it's a machlokes, what's the oraisa?
Technically, if you come late to shul.
If you come late to shul,
they're up to
good example.
And you're allowed to skip part of Pesukei Dezimra to get up to late so you can do
Shul. So even though Pesukei Dezimra is not even the Rabbanan, it's a good minhag. Quite frankly, not every word in there is important. You can't say to a Jew, you didn't daven Pesukei Dezimra if you said Baruch Shema Asher Yishtabach. That's it. On the other hand, properly, you should come to shul on time, get there even before the time, put on his tefillin, daven properly, and get to Yishtabach when he said the whole Pesukei Dezimra. Very good. Again, no one can blame him that he didn't say Pesukei Dezimra. If you don't say Yav Levi Yav, we can blame. You didn't say Rosh Chodesh. But if you don't say Al Anisim, but you still said Modim. So we found three precedents. Tfilah Ktzara, Korbanos in the Musaf, and finally, Pesukei Dezimra. And just for the sake of the last day of Hanukkah, let's add in one more. Friday night. This Friday night you come to shul. You know, davening on Shabbos, the Chachamim really made you pay attention. Do you know why? You don't know why. Can anyone tell me why? When you come to shul on Shabbos, you got to pay attention when it comes to the Amidah.
Yeah, it changes.
Friday night to Shabbos morning to Musaf. You got to know where you're standing. Now let's say a guy's all fatumult. Can I actually translate that word into English? I don't think that word fatumult sounds so much better. The guy's fablungent, fatumult. He doesn't know where he is. He doesn't know if he's holding by Shachris, by Musaf, or by Mincha. He had a hard week. He barely made it home. He's like this. He came into Mincha from the office. Okay, Baruch Hashem, he made it on time. It's a winter Mincha. He starts davening Ma'ariv. Here's what happens. Mincha, he's still full of adrenaline. He just zoomed in. Don't ask me how he didn't get into an accident. Parked his car outside the shul, came in, daven mincha. Okay? By the middle of Lichadodi, he's already feeling the Kedusha of Shabbos, which in his case is manifesting itself by him falling asleep. And by the rabbi's speech on Friday night, which is one of those klolot that are not written in the Torah, the guy is out. So he gets up. He doesn't know if he's in the office, in the shul. He doesn't know if it's Shabbos or that. He starts davening Ma'ariv, Baruch Hu every night, fine. First bracha, second bracha, third bracha. Okay, a pores fukat shalom aleinu epis, he sees, he's holding it. Then he starts davening Shmona Esrei. Now he wants to daven, as Bruce said, with kavana. What do you do when you daven with kavana? You close your eyes. This Jew is tired when he closes his eyes. There is a very high probability he will fall asleep standing up. But in his case, he doesn't. He davens. And he starts davening. And he doesn't make the mistake of davening the weekday Shmona Esrei. That's a whole separate sugya. He makes a different mistake. He starts saying, Yismach Moshe Ramatchat Chelko, Kevin Neman Karat Halo. And he starts singing this. That all of a sudden, wait a minute, it's dark outside. I'm saying the Shachris Amida. Why am I saying the Shachris Amida? It's Shabbos. Oh, I got it now. Does he have to now go back, repeat? Answer is no! Because the halacha on Shabbos is you have to mention Shabbos. The Magen Avraham. Excuse me, the Taz or the Magen Avraham, I'm getting mixed up in my head, Paskin, that as long as he said the last final blessing, on Shabbos, if you said the Friday night on Shabbos morning at Mincha, no big deal! Now, did you do the right thing? No. There's an appropriateness of a Friday night Amidah to the Friday night, the Shabbos morning Amidah to Shabbos morning, the Mincha Amidah to Mincha. But no one's going to blame you and say you didn't daven a Shabbos Dikah Amidah. If you did, albeit not in the form and the norm that you're supposed to. So as you can see in Halacha, we find many, many examples within Ilchos Tefillah. We didn't even leave Ilchos Tefillah. Where, if you forgot to say something totally, you got to go back. Yalav Yavu. But if you said it in another form, or you said it into more importantly in an abridged form, then ultimately you don't have to go back. So to make a long story short, when you forget Yalla V'Yavo, you didn't mention Rosh Chodesh, you got to go back. When you forget to say Yalla Nisim, you don't have to because you did say thank you to God. Albeit, did you say it with the proper thank you so much for? No, but you did say thank you. Just like on a Friday night, if indeed you did say something about Shabbos, it's good enough. Just like you say on Yantiv or Shabbos at Musaf. If you said, I'm going to do the Korbanos, albeit I don't say the whole descriptive form, that's also good enough. So, to make a long story short, Baruch Hashem, the Jews thank God every day on Hanukkah, whether they remember Al Anisim or not, albeit you should say Al Anisim. And if you forgot it, you said thank you. How did you say thank you? By saying, Modim Atov Shimcha Lachana Elodot. You really got to be asleep to forget that. So no one ever thought that's going to happen. But ultimately, you did say thank you.